The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. I'd like to say congratulations, first of all. This is still a not everybody makes this thing. I know it's been a whirlwind from Sunday to now, but it seems like these guys have been able to enjoy their success and just enjoy the process of getting to today.
Yeah, I think, you know, quite frankly, the quick turnaround has forced us to really shift it into gear fast, and with the recovery that started, you know, Sunday night, you know, Coach Schneider may be our MVP. He's working on zero sleep. I think our guys in a really good position, as good as you can be, and knowing you're going to play a really good team. And I'm just excited to get back on the court and get going.
It's amazing, the research, the technology, and all that with the recovery. It's come a long way, and over the last, I don't know how many years, but maybe not all that long ago, but you know, Snides is always on top of that.
Oh, he's cutting edge. I mean, people call him from around the country to get what the latest and the greatest is. So, it's why you hire really good people and let them do their thing, because he's been really good to help get our guys, first of all, in the right frame of mind, get them relaxed after last weekend, and then be building as we come through this week.
You mentioned after the tournament, the Big Ten tournament, you guys got your bite back defensively, which is important for people to understand, because you guys weren't giving up much. We know the shooting on Sunday was what it was, but you had to do a ton of things right to be in a position. You guys are really digging in on that end of the floor.
Yeah, we have been. I thought all four games we were really good defensively. Obviously, it doesn't get we make 19 threes against UCLA. It doesn't get talked about, but I felt defensively all, like I said, from Northwestern on, we were where we needed to be, and got better even through as we went through the weekend.
We'll talk more about today's game. First round matchup, the Badgers and the Montana Grizzlies. This is a conversation presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round, and you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry! I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, the time-honored Crazy Legs Classic is back in Madison on Saturday, April 26th. Take on the 8K run, 2-mile walk, or 8K wheelchair race, and kick off spring with your fellow Badgers. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by Everlight Solar, J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, and WMTV 15. Sign up now for one of Madison's greatest springtime traditions on Saturday, April 26th at CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
First round matchup against the Big Sky Conference champions, regular season co-champs, conference tournament champs. And I guess when a team can bring its leading scorer off the bench, which is what they've done now for over a month, that tells you a little bit about that team and the depth that apparently they have.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, you look through the roster and you see a lot of graduate students and seniors and juniors. And, you know, there's only two redshirt freshmen on the whole roster and only one of them plays. So. It is. You could tell early when you put on the film. You know, you start with the most recent game, then you bounce your way through the season and see if there's common opponents. Very mature, very poised, very solid. Just what you'd expect. You know, that program's been solid for decades. A really good, sound, fundamental team that can hurt you in a lot of ways. Have a lot of they can play small. They can play a little bigger when they need to. But Money Williams coming off the bench as their leading scorer, and he knows where the basket's at, that's for sure.
We talked during the season about in the transfer world, there's a one degree of separation. And I guess in this case, there's an example of if that. You got former teammates, former roommates with Max Klesmet and Patterson of Montana. It's a reminder of the small world of college basketball.
It is. Right? It is. I mean, these guys all know each other from way back to high school, to AAU. There's, like I said, the degree of separation is small. Then when this all got announced Sunday night, Max right away was like, oh, we were roommates. It makes it fun. It adds some more storylines to the, you know, to the game and obviously to this event. But the Patterson kid can shoot it pretty well. So obviously him and Klesmet must have been roommates and then in the gym together too, because they both shoot it pretty well.
You use the word fun. That's important for these guys to know that, right? We all know what's on the line, the pressure cooker of the tournament, but you got to have fun.
Oh, absolutely. There's like you mentioned at the outtake here, there's very few teams left. You know, they're going to be less by the day. And to get to this point and have the season you've had, all these teams have had to, nobody snuck their way in. Everybody's had to earn their way in, and you're going to have to earn your way to advance.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Greg Garb. We'll look around the Big Ten in this event. It's presented by the Big Ten Network. Back in a couple of minutes. It's Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bailey Paint Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Coverage continues from Denver. Time for our Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. One conference team in action right now, Purdue, leading High Point 22-21. A little less than 8 minutes left in the first half of that game, Midwest Region game in Providence. You thought that game could be a little bit tricky, didn't you, with the Boilermakers?
I think a little bit. I think their Purdue side is going to take over in that one. I know some people had upsets there. I don't think High Point gets it. I think it's a little tricky, but I do think Purdue finds a way to get this thing done.
Other teams, you've got Illinois now will be playing Xavier. The Musketeers with a really exciting game last night, coming from behind and beating Texas. We'll see how healthy
SEC
Illinois is.
0-1.
Yep. That's right. There you go. You got questions about that conference.
I'm telling you, I can be completely wrong about it, but I just don't. The top is very good. Very, very good. Yeah. I don't know what the middle is.
UCLA will play Utah State. That is a Midwest game. Out in the West Regional, you've got Maryland against Grand Canyon. And in the South Regional, Michigan State will open up against Bryant. And then the late game tonight has Michigan against San Diego State. That's a 12-5 game, and there's a history of that where Wisconsin was part of it, unfortunately, for the Badgers last year. And it's the last game tonight, which is supposed to start at 8 o'clock Denver time, and it'll probably be closer to 9.
That's correct.
So the waiting game is, you know, what's the old song? The waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah, well, give me this tip time before that tip time for sure.
So the Big Ten, Oregon and Liberty, by the way, also that's an East Regional game. That'll be going on tomorrow. I think that gets a little tricky.
I think that's a tricky one for Oregon.
Yep, and the winner of that game will play the winner of Arizona and Akron. Akron has put together a really good year. Of course, the Badgers saw Arizona up close. Of course, if you're a Big Ten fan, and if you're listening to this, it's a safe assumption that you are, you'd like to see as many teams as possible not just survive the opening round, but get through to the Sweet 16, because there have been years where the Big Ten was thought to be all that in a bag of chips, and no one got out of the first weekend.
Well, and that's been the biggest thing. When you get that many teams in, obviously, and you shouldn't judge it by just what happens in the NCAA tournament. Now, that's the way it will play out, is you will get judged by what happens in the NCAA tournament. It shouldn't be the way, but I just think in general, the Big Ten hasn't been talked about a lot this year. There's still some really good teams, and I like a lot of these matchups that they have.
All right, that is your Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to this first-round NCAA tournament game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Continues. Time now for Butchie's keys to today's matchup between the Badgers and the Montana Grizzlies.
This afternoon, it's going to start with points in the paint. Wisconsin has to dominate points in the paint. The next thing Wisconsin needs to do, rebound at an elite level. This is a game where you should out-rebound Montana by about 10 rebounds. I mean, you have to dominate it. Early quick start is the next thing. Make sure you get out to an early quick start. And the last thing that I look at in this game is how many fouls drawn can Wisconsin get? Can they start to kind of tap into that, continue to put your head down, drive to the basket? We know how good John Tanjay has been all year long at creating fouls. That's something in this game. They have to stay disciplined in what they're trying to do. You're trying to touch the paint. You're trying to get to the rim. Stay disciplined. I know you want to shoot the ball from three, but turn that corner, turn that corner, turn that corner, and touch that paint and get to the free throw line.
Where they are better than anybody in America, 82.8% as a team at the free throw line, just off the record-setting pace from a few years ago from Villanova. Those are your keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20, no problem. Spending $10,000, no problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. All good going into this first round NCAA tournament game. Jim Snyder, Badger strength and conditioning coach, doing great work in the recovery mode of these guys. You heard Greg Gard talk about it. It's terminology that's way over my head. Butchie will explain it at some point here during the broadcast. Everybody, though, good to go for the Badgers here today. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans, and Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Montana Grizzlies, Travis DeCure in his 11th year as the head coach. His teams have won 226 times. He is the winningest coach in school history, and it is quite a collection of coaches through the years. Judd Heathcote, Mike Montgomery, to name a couple. And here's a starting five made up of Tejon Sawyer. He is a 6'8 senior out of San Francisco, 9 points, about four rebounds a game. Brandon Whitney, 6'1 senior, Mission Hills, California, 9 points, 2.2 rebounds, 2.7 assists per game. Joe Pridgen, he's a Bulldog, 6'5 senior from Massachusetts, 11.5 points, 7 rebounds. He's blocked 25 shots. Malik Moore, 6'5 junior out of Ventura, California, at nearly 13 points a game, better than three rebounds, 2.5 assists. And Kai Johnson rounding out the starting five,
6'4 senior out of Olympia, Washington. He's a D2 transfer from Western Washington, scored more than 1,100 points there in 3 years. He is averaging 11 a game. He has 44 steals this season. He's getting ready to make his 21st start. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, the lineup that you normally will see or hear, you've got Stephen Crowell at 7 feet tall, 248 pounds, grad student from Eagan, Minnesota. Nolan Winter, 6'11", sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota. Both Crowell and Winter averaging 9.5 points a game. Crowell, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. His 87 assists leads this team. Nolan Winter averaging close to 6 rebounds a game. John Tanjay, 6'5", grad transfer out of North Omaha, Nebraska. Better than 19 points, close to 5.5 rebounds a game. John Blackwell, 6'4", sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. 15.5 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. And Max Klesman will round out the starting five, 6'4", senior out of Nina. 9.5 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. And those are your starting lineups for the Badgers and the Montana Grizzlies, as we are now moments away from the opening tip, which is presented by Odyssey Brands. Coming up, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
John Tanjay with his fifth triple of the day. Have mercy.
You think about being fundamental and sound.
Kamari McGee with a triple, the 19th made three today.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Brought the left lane, goes to the goal and sends it down with the right hand.
Every day, there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers, on a special night, take down a top 10 team as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center.
On Wisconsin, Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Live from Denver, Colorado, the Badgers, the Grizzlies. This is the NCAA tournament. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado, with Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. Welcome to Wisconsin basketball, and welcome to the 2025 NCAA tournament. The 28th appearance all time for Wisconsin men's basketball, the 24th appearance in the last 26 tournaments, and they entered this year's event as a number 3 seed, taking on the 14 seed Montana Grizzlies, winners of the Big Sky Conference tournament, co-champions in the regular season. And it's a short turn, but it seems like the Michigan game was forever ago, doesn't it, Butchie? Finally here and ready to go, and this place is filling up for the first game of the day here in Denver.
It is, and I didn't anticipate this. It's a full arena, and now the boys just get to go play. And that all the hoopla, all, everything that goes with it, you handle the emotion of losing at Michigan in the championship game of the Big Ten tournament. Now you finally get to go play again. This is 40 minutes. That's all you're guaranteed. They know that. The coaching staff knows it. Now you get to toss it up and go have some fun.
Yeah, there much was made of this quick turn, and Michigan is out here as well as a 5-seed Dusty Mays team, which won the Big Ten Tournament Championship, will play the final game, the fourth and final game of this day slash night in Denver. But as we mentioned, Butchie, sometimes it's better to be first than last. They get up, they go. They've gone through an elaborate rest and recovery routine. I don't even know if routine is the right word. It was a lengthy day on Monday, but they talk about this team being as good as you can hope for, and the main thing is it's healthier. It is a lot healthier than the team that went into Brooklyn last March.
There's no question, and as a player, you go through all the recovery, but now you get to play. Like, as a kid, this is what you dream of. As a kid, you're asking your teachers to bring TVs into the classroom so that you can watch March Madness.
That's right.
Now you get to be a part of it. All of that's gone as a player. Like, I know the coaches, it's on the coaches' minds. It's on Schneid's mind, the strength and conditioning coach. But as a player, this is all you've asked for as a kid, is an opportunity to play on this stage under these lights and have everybody pay attention to you.
And I like the fact, in talking with Greg Gard a little while ago, he had used the word fun, and you've got to remember to have that. We know it's been a while since Wisconsin has gotten out of the first weekend. 2017 was the last Sweet 16 of more recent history. Last year, punching out of the first round to a good James Madison team 3 years ago, getting bumped out in the second round of the tournament. They know all of that. Most of these guys had little, if anything, to do with 3 years ago even, or in some cases even last year, but just go out and have some fun. And that's been a consistent deal with this team. They like being around each other. They love playing the game.
And they play it the right way. And when you play it the right way, you can have fun with the game. That's the thing about this group, is it's not just one guy. We know what John Tonjic can do. We know what John Blackwell can do. But Nolan Winter's been phenomenal. Big Steve's been phenomenal. Carter Gilmore's been great when he's needed to step up. Kamari McGee's had his moment. Like, that's why you can have fun, because you know as a group you're going to play the game the right way, you're going to take care of the basketball, and you're going to rely on your teammates to make plays when their number's called. That is fun basketball.
Yep, and the Grizzlies have had fun as well this season, averaging 77 points a game. They hit half of their shots overall. They can get hot from the three-point line. And their guys were mentioning it yesterday. Their goal was to make this tournament. They've had a little heartbreak in recent years. And their championship game with Northern Colorado got tense, but the Grizzlies had an answer, ended up winning that game, winning the conference tournament, and thus punching the ticket into this NCAA tournament. They're looking for their first NCAA tournament win since 2006 under former Bucks player and coach Larry Krystkowiak, led his team to a win there. They were in it in consecutive years in 18 and 19, losing to Michigan on both occasions. So the program of Montana gets another crack at a Big Ten team.
Thing is, Butchie, I don't know how many people know it. They've been good for a long time. That is a really, really good program out in the Big Sky Conference.
It is. And you know, the Badgers played Montana State, same conference, same team. So they've, you know, seen style of play a little bit of what that conference is like. But Montana, what they do, they're tough. They have depth. They have guys, six different guys. They're averaging anywhere from 9 to 13. Like, they're a really good basketball team. So you got to stay dialed in. You got to stay focused on what you do. If you're Wisconsin, though, you continue to hit the paint. I'm going to say it a lot. I know this has been a year of the three. Today is a day that the big fella likes, because you got to get it into the paint and you got to dominate the paint.
Your officials, Byron Jarrett, Mike Littlewood, and Chris Paskey. So, yes, after five straight games working a Wisconsin basketball game, Keith Kimble is not here today. So now that we got that out of the way, let's just play some basketball and have some fun here in Denver, Colorado. Badgers as the three seed with the home whites and the Cardinal in black trim, the player designed uniforms that they have worn from time to time this year. The Grizzlies and the traveling maroon and the white trim as we are about set to go. Wisconsin and Montana. NCAA first round action from Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado. It'll be Tejon Sawyer and Steven Crow jumping center. Toss tapped to the Badgers. Wisconsin moves to our right, and we are underway. John Blackwell against Brandon Whitney, throwing a winner. Flips to Tanjay. He's with Kai Johnson. They go into Crow. Left block, turns baseline. Reverse layup is good, and that's how the party starts.
What a great play. Just a cross screen to get Big Steve right into the post.
Montana moves to our left. Brandon Whitney throwing to Joe Pridgen. He's against Nolan Winter. Gives off Malik Moore at the free throw line, shadowed by Klesman. Gets it back out to Whitney on the right side. Feeds Sawyer, baseline right, goes to the bucket, kicks it Pridgen. Open three, Kai Johnson left side, good. And it's 3-2 Montana. We are 40 seconds into the game. Montana as a team shoots 36% from the three-point line. Nolan Winter high on the left, throwing to Klesman. He gets clamped on by Malik Moore. Now Tanjay on the left side. He'll feed Crowell up top, snaps off a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Brandon Whitney, the rebound for Montana. And he'll push it up the floor in a hurry. Hits the brakes, feeds Pridgen, dribbles to the right side. Nolan Winter defending him. They have him isolated now. Pridgen moving in, low on the right, takes it left, feeds more, shot fake, spins by Klesman. Mid-post left jump, in and out, no good. The rebound to Nolan Winter. Outlet to Klesman up the right side of the front court, minute 20 in. Klesman hits the brakes, finds Winter, goes to the goal, layup, good, it counts, and a foul. They'll get Tejon Sawyer for the foul, and in one for Nolan Winter, who was flying to the bucket.
And as that was happening, the first thing I thought is attack, attack, attack. You can attack in that moment, and that's why it's so important, because initially, early on, that first initial wave, that's where Wisconsin's been so good this year, get some easy extra buckets.
It is 4-3 Wisconsin. We're not quite a minute and a half into the game. Winter's free throw is good. He's a 79% free throw shooter. And it's 5-3 Wisconsin early on in Denver. Whitney right side of the front court for the Grizzlies. He'll throw to Johnson between the circles, guarded by Tanjay. Johnson on the left side, works off the screen from Pridgen to the line, in the lane, the floater, right hand, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. Outlet to Blackwell. Here's John to the front court for the Badgers. He'll feed Winter between the circles. Gives off to Klesman, high on the left. Moore defending. Klesman dribbles off the left wing, in the lane, up right hand, off the left side, iron, no good. Sawyer the rebound. One and out for Wisconsin. And here comes Malik Moore, the 6'5 junior out of Ventura, California. Around the Sawyer screen, slipped it into Sawyer. Low on the left. Crowd cut him off. A throw back out to Moore. He's between the arcs. 2 minutes in, 5-3 Wisconsin. Moore off the Sawyer screen, leaning. Left elbow jump is good. Malik Moore ties the game at 5. There's Blackwell to the front court for the Badgers on the left side. He'll throw to Winter. Tossing to Klesman. Gets it back to Winter. Right block and had it knocked away. Foul is called. They're going to get Joe Pridgen. That'll be his first foul. Is Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee ready to come in for the Badgers.
And both bigs for Montana with two fouls that I would say were cheap fouls. It's something to monitor, as we talked about, kind of that foul trouble. Can Wisconsin get Montana in it? Those first two fouls by Montana just weren't smart fouls.
Jensen Bradke, a 6'10 redshirt freshman from Australia, coming into the game. These are going to go a little bit bigger as Pridgen is out. Inbounds pass to Winter. Throws it to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay moving in. One pump. Good close from Johnson. A pass for Winter. Got tapped out of bounds by Sawyer. And with 12 to shoot, the Badgers will be inbound.
And again, when you're trying to get the ball into the post, the ball's got to move side to side. You got to get Montana's defense to shift a little bit here.
Another sub coming in. Money Williams, sixth man of the year in the Big Sky Conference. He comes in for Brandon Whitney. 2.5 minutes in. We are tied at 5. Tanjay sideline right, throws it into Winter, feeds Carter Gilmore, gives off to McGee. Kamari to the line, in the lane, runs it back out to Winter. Sends it to Gilmore, four to shoot. Gilly lets it fly, deep three, left side, off the rim too hard, no good. Rebound, Tejon Sawyer of Montana.
Not a good offensive possession for Wisconsin from the start.
Money Williams against John Blackwell at the top of the circle, a handoff to Malik Moore. He's against Kamari McGee. Moore tosses it back to Williams. Starting to back on Blackwell, shovels it into Sawyer, left of the lane, feeds Williams, a shot fake, two-man game. Sawyer, kick out right side, Bradke tries a three, off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. We're 3-10 in, tied at 5. Blackwell, left-hand dribble, left lane line, goes to the cup, and the layup is good for John Blackwell, his first points.
Yeah, they've really had success early on in this game as far as first transition buckets.
7-5 Wisconsin. Malik Moore to the front court, throwing to Kai Johnson, whips it inside. Bradke catches, his feet broken up by Gilmore, taken away by Winter. Up the floor comes Blackwell, up the middle, bounces McGee to the rim. Reverse layup is good. Oh, an athletic play from McGee, and it's 9-5 Wisconsin.
And another transition basket for Wisconsin. Like, they could get out and run, and they've done it so far.
3:45 gone by, 9-5 the Badgers. Money Williams, right sideline. Hooks a pass to Sawyer. Right of the lane against Winter, backing in to the block. Pass knocked away again, stolen by Gilmore. Lead feed McGee. Kamari driving by Bradke in the lane. His pass got knocked out of bounds, and it went off of McGee. It went off of Kai Johnson, then McGee, and out of bounds. And now Stephen Crowell will come in for Nolan Winter. Well, Carter Gilmore making some things happen on the defensive end early on.
Well, and Wisconsin defensively, the reason that they've got a couple of turnovers is they've used their length. And that's one thing Montana hasn't seen a lot of, is length. So be in passing lanes. Show your hands. They all have, and that's why they've created these deflections and turnovers.
Crowell back in. You got Jack Janicki on the floor. Brandon Whitney back on for Montana. Money Williams dribbling right to left. Gives off to Whitney. Feeds Pridgen, who's back out there. And now Austin Patterson, Max Klesman's old roommate at Wofford. They go into Pridgen, backing on Gilmore. Right block, one pump, leans in, shot knocked away by Gilmore, out of bounds. It'll belong to Montana. Carter Gilmore, a factor defensively in the early minutes of this game. We'll have our first media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive Badger fan content and more. 15:40 left in the first half. Wisconsin 9, Montana 5. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili. Perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship is authorized under broadcast rights granted by the NCAA through Westwood One. It is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written consent of the NCAA and Westwood One is strictly prohibited. 15:40 left first half. 9-5 Wisconsin leads Montana. Grizzlies ball 9 seconds on the shot clock. And they are inbounding baseline right. Williams loops it in. He goes over Pridge into the backcourt, gathered by Whitney. Shot clock at 7. Whitney against Janicki. High screen from Pridge. Picked up by Gilmore. Mid-range jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound run down by Gilmore. Releases the pass before he went out of bounds to Crow. And here comes Klesman for Wisconsin. Max against his old buddy. Off the right wing. Turns it out to Gilmore. Potter feeds Stephen Crow. Now it's McGee outside left. Bounces into Crow. Crow against Pridge. Backing right block. Spins, feeds Gilmore, 10 to shoot. Klesman against Austin Patterson. Max drives by him, goes to the cup, layup no good, and the rebound to Money Williams of Montana. Up the floor, feeding Bradke on the right side. Throws it back to Williams. He is crowded by McGee outside right. 5 minutes in, 9-5 Wisconsin. Patterson against Klesman. Rotates to Whitney. Drives off the left wing. Gets stopped by Gilmore. And they'll bring it back out top. Shot clock is at 10. Whitney in the lane against Janicki. Muscles it up. In and one. Brandon Whitney with the veteran move against the redshirt freshman. Foul on Janicki. Basket is good. It's 9-7 Wisconsin.
And that's where Jack just needs to be a little bit understanding that the driving lane is going to be there. So you've got to try to beat him to the spot. When you finally do beat him to the spot, now all of a sudden you're not delayed, so that you cause a foul. Little late, that's where the foul happens. Then you give him a chance for an and one. You got to beat him there.
Tanjay comes back in for Janicki. Brandon Whitney, an 83% free throw shooter, and missed this as it rattled out. The rebound to John Tanjay. 9-7 Wisconsin, 14:42 left in the first half. Tanjay throwing to Gilmore. He'll flip to Klesman outside left. Malik Moore defending him. Bounce pass to Crow outside right. He'll send it to Blackwell. Blackwell starts to probe, steps back, snaps off a three. Off the rim short, no good. Joe Pridge in the rebound. The Badgers over the last nine games are 30% from the three-point line. That includes the 19-for-32 against UCLA. Money Williams tries a three straight away. That's off the rim and out. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Blackwell off the left sideline, throwing to Tanjay at the top. 9-7 Wisconsin, 14:07 left in the first half. Blackwell driving baseline on Whitney. It's stopped by Pridgen. A throw out to Gilmore. Skips it off to Tanjay. Shot clock at 10. Tanjay against Money Williams. Barreling in the lane and walked with a ball. And a turnover for Wisconsin.
And right now, Matt, offensively for Wisconsin, it's a little bit of a struggle. Montana's low in the box. They're going to make it extremely difficult. How do you get a defense to spread out when the box is loaded? You get multiple ball reversals. The ball has to move multiple sides quickly. We're not seeing enough of that quickly back and forth right now offensively for Wisconsin.
Bridging out, Tajon Sawyer back in for Montana. Brandon Whitney outside right feeds Malik Moore. Left of the circle against Klesman. He'll toss it to Patterson on the left side. Klesman picks him up. Two former Wofford Terriers going at it. A feed inside to Sawyer, spinning low in the left, up right hand, tough shot, back rim, no good. Crow the rebound for Wisconsin. 13:30 left in the half, 9-7 the Badgers. Here's Crow throwing to Klesman outside left. Max slips it into Crow, bobbles, gathers, low on the right, goes up and out, no good. Got his own rebound, pushed it up and in. Crow with four, the lead is four for Wisconsin.
Probably should have had an and one there too.
And they let it go. We have 13:10 left in the first half, 11-7 Wisconsin. Whitney, left of the lane, knocked away Klesman, into the hands of Sawyer. He'll work in lane, hits Klesman, shot up no, but a foul on Max. Might have been in the restricted area there. First foul on Klesman, and free throws coming up with the Badgers leading 11-7, 13:05 left in the first half. Tajon Sawyer, 73.5%. From the free throw line.
I'll be honest.
Maybe he wasn't in the restricted area.
He wasn't, but he was set. That's yeah. one where he was set for a while.
Sawyer averaging 9 points a game. First free throw will dance in for him. As Xavier Amos will come in for Carter Gilmore, and McGee is going to re-enter for Klesman.
And right now, Wisconsin's bigs against the undersized bigs of Montana. Wisconsin's doing a good job of making sure that there's not that disadvantage.
Second free throw for Sawyer is on the way. Left that short. Rebound pinballed around to Amos. I want to pick up on that because guarding those guys is tough for the big, right?
They're doing it. They're doing a really good job.
Here's Tanjay trying to dunk it. It whipped out of bounds as he just lost control of the ball. He was looking to hammer it down, and it whistled to the Montana bench. Kamari McGee said, that's all right. Tanjay, of course, had just the one field goal against Michigan on Sunday. That was a dunk, but he was terrific in the Big Ten tournament. Money Williams between the circles against Sawyer, left of the lane. Drives, feed Sawyer, low on the right, layup good, well done.
And that ball screen cover, well done offense, but bad defense. Yep. The ball screen defense needs to be more aggressive.
11-10 Wisconsin, 12 and a half left in the half. Here's Tanjay throwing to Crowell, right of the circle, dumps it into Xavier Amos against Money Williams, turns, flipped it up, off the rim, no good. Rebound, X gets it back, low on the left, gets the putback. First points for Amos, 13-10 Wisconsin.
And the ball's got to keep touch the ball. I mean, the advantage is there. Let's just put it that way.
13 points, 12 in the paints for Wisconsin, plus one free throw. Malik Moore, baseline right. A bump with Tanjay, they play on. Whitney high on the right. Feeds Money Williams, left of the circle. Williams against John Blackwell, darts it back to Whitney. Driving right of the lane, runs it up. Blocked by Amos. He just gobbled it up. Here comes Blackwell for Wisconsin. Blackwell, left lane line. Takes it back out to the corner, now on the left wing. He's against Patterson, drives off the wing to the rim. Layup good for Blackwell. Oh, what a block by Amos. I know Travis DeCure was looking for the goaltender.
And it looked like it kind of was. So I think you take advantage of that. That or X just surprised the heck out of me.
15-10, Wisconsin, 11:30 left in the first half. Money Williams to the free throw line. Lost his balance, got the ball away. Moore tries a three and drills it from right of the circle. Malik Moore, a 41% shooter from distance. 15-13, Wisconsin, 11-17 left in the half. Tanjay on the left side for Wisconsin. He'll try the three. Got it and one. Money Williams the foul. Tanjay the triple. 5-point lead for Wisconsin. And we'll have immediate timeout, and then Tanjay will step to the free throw line. Breaking the action here in Denver. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 11 minutes, 11 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 18, Montana 13. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big on your next landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscaping blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get fast, free estimates using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. And Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. 11 minutes, 11 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 18, Montana 13. John Tanjay will have a free throw to try to finish a four-point play.
And a big one to go in. First made three for Wisconsin. And they went under. Montana went under the ball screen. When you go under it, John's going to let the thing fly. And we know how they've shot the ball, you know, over a stretch around 30% since the Oregon game. But to see that first one go in is huge as far as what it does confidence-wise for John, but also what it does for this Grizz defense. It's you make one, now all of a sudden do you go under again? Hey, you start making a couple more, and it makes it that much more difficult to figure out how you want to guard that side ball screen action.
Says something about Tanjay and how good he was in Indianapolis despite the struggles offensively against Michigan, and pretty much everybody did struggle on both sides. Tanjay averaged 21.7 and a half rebounds and was 12 of 26 from the three-point line.
That's the number. I mean, that right there is the number that you look at and say, okay, he got himself back on track.
He is a 91% free throw shooter, takes better than six attempts per game on average. His first foul shot today, and he converts a four-point play, and it's 19-13 Wisconsin. Ty Johnson quickly to the front court against Tanjay. 11:07 left in the first half. Malik Moore. Right on the catch, Kamari McGee is in his drill. A flip goes to Money Williams, left of the lane. Bounce pass, Joe Pridgett. Backing on Xavier Amos. Pridgett, right block, pushed off, throws it up, and walked first. Turnover, Montana. That's an interesting matchup for Xavier Amos.
That's a very interesting matchup.
Yeah, Pridgett spends a little time in the weight room.
Just like you did this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I thought.
I'm going double days right now. Here's Blackwell going into Amos. Right block against Pridgett. Puts it up. It rolls in. Yes, sir. Xavier Amos saying, I spent some time in the weight room, too. 21-13 Wisconsin. 10:35 left in the half. Ty Johnson along the right sideline off of Sawyer's screen. Works off it again. Baseline right. Slips it into Sawyer. Out to Pridgett. Left corner three in the air. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Nolan Winter, Wisconsin. Here comes Blackwell. Scoots up the left sideline of the front court for the Badgers against Money Williams. Throws it out to Winter. Left of the circle. Rotates to Tanjay high in the right. Behind the back dribble. Ty Johnson with the tight defense. Splitting two is Tanjay out to Xavier Amos, flips a three, missed it, rebound, grabbed by John Tanjay off the tip, spin move in the lane, got tied up, and they get a held ball, arrow to Montana. Tanjay just turning up the aggressiveness mode there, and it'll be Montana ball when play continues. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. A 30-second timeout looked like taken by Montana. So we will, this should be a full timeout.
It
will be
a full.
All right, 10:04 left in the first half. It's Wisconsin 21, Montana 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
BL Signs, LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
As the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long, visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 10 minutes, 4 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 21, Montana 13.
And right now, the start that Wisconsin got off to, you knew Montana was going to try to get out there quick, play. Then Wisconsin didn't allow that. Got a couple turnovers, got some fast break points. And now it's kind of settled down for everybody. And so that's the start you wanted for Wisconsin.
Brandon Whitney and the Montana Grizzlies. They're 5 of 14 from the field here so far. Whitney between the circles. Throwing to Sawyer at the top of the arc. He is checked by Nolan Winter. Hands off to Kai Johnson. Slips it back into Sawyer. Low on the left. Up over Winter. Too hard. No good. Rebound Pridgen. But he's, let's see, a foul looks like inside going against Wisconsin.
And you can see right now Wisconsin's length is given both post players for Montana. They're making it very difficult on them.
Foul is on Carter Gilmore, his first. As the Grizzlies reset the offense, Whitney against McGee between the circles. 9:40 left in the half. Badgers lead by 8. Whitney throwing to Pridgen, top of the arc. Hands off to Malik Moore. Throws it back to Pridgen, low on the right to the rim. Layup good. Pridgen with his first points.
Yeah, Montana's getting some stuff off of that pick and roll right in the middle of the floor.
21-15, Wisconsin. 9:25 left in the half. Gilmore goes into Nolan Winter. Live block, gets double, throws it up. It's off the rim, no good. Sawyer defending, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as Stephen Crowell ready to check back in for the Badgers. He'll come in for Nolan Winter. 9:18 remaining in the half. 21-15, Wisconsin. Kamari McGee will inbound. McGee gets it into Crowell against Tajon Sawyer. Throw to Klesman on the right side. Whitney with a quick close. Now Gilmore at the top. Rotates to McGee, high on the left. A pass to Crowell. Took a look, instead gives to Tanjay. Tanjay, a step back three in the air. Money. John Tanjay with his second triple, 24-15, Wisconsin. Kai Johnson out between the circles with 8:55 left of the first half. A pass for Malik Moore, high on the right. Moore against Klesman. Edge on the screen from Crowell. Throw to Johnson. Pridgen with the high ball screen. Now it's Kai Johnson against Gilmore. He'll try a three, and he'll hit it. Kai Johnson's second three, 24-18, Wisconsin.
Yeah, good answer there by Kai Johnson.
8:37 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore throwing to Tanjay on the right side. A bump and a foul called on Johnson. Trying to draw the charge. He is hit with the block. That'll be his first foul, the team's fourth.
That's been a block the entire year.
Yes, it has. Yep.
That wasn't even close.
We have seen more charges called the last 3 weeks or so, but that was an
not
easy block.
Not a
back play.
That was an easy one.
8:33 left in the half. 6-point lead, Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Crowell against Tajon Sawyer. Steve backing. Right block. Turns. Turns again. Turns it back out to Gilmore. Finds Klesman with a shot clock at 10. Crowell with a feed for McGee. Kamari dribbles off the right wing. Beats Gilmore. Tries a three. Left of the circle. Around and out. No good. Rebound tipped. Gathered by Kai Johnson. Outlet to Whitney. He'll push it to the front court. Whitney on the right wing for Montana with 8:07 left in the half, 24-18 Wisconsin. John Blackwell ready to come back in for the Badgers as Johnson sets the floor near the center circle against John Tanjay. Kai Johnson surveys, shot clock is at 10. Johnson right side, turns a corner, drives baseline, goes up, got tied up by McGee, and Gilmore comes up with it, falling to the floor, a pass release to Stephen Crowell, and now McGee to the front court. Oh, what a play.
Absolutely what a play. It was all vertical, verticality.
Here's Tanjay against Kai Johnson, out to Crowell, open three, left side, book it.
Hey, there you go. That arm's going to get bruised today.
Big makes a three. That gets our big all excited, am I right? 27-18, Wisconsin, 7:22 left in the first half. Kai Johnson for Montana. Outside left, curls around the Sawyer screen, dribbles left elbow, stops. He'll feed Pridgen at the top against Gilmore. Got by him, goes to the goals, spikes him with the right hand.
That's where Carter's got to stay in front of him. I mean, he does such a great job of being able to play out of that action.
And McGee had it poked away from behind. Turnover, Wisconsin. Badgers up 7. Malik Moore steps into a 3. Left side. In and out. No good. Rebound. Pridgen runs it down right corner. And he spikes it off of Kamari McGee. And out of bounds. And we'll have the under 8 media timeouts. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 6:54 left in the first half. Wisconsin 27, Montana 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp.